This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
People have been using the hookah, or Indian water pipe, for centuries in the eastern countries. And recently, it's been gaining renewed popularity in its traditional territories, as well as picking up new fans in Europe and the USA. The belief is that bubbling tobacco smoke through water makes it safe. But that claim is false. Each year, tobacco kills about 5.5 million people across the planet. A 2008 survey at Virginia Commonwealth University showed that 50% of first-year students had used a hookah at least once, and 20% had used one in the previous month. A survey of female university students in Cairo in Egypt asked why did they smoke the hookah. 74% gave their main reason as believing that hookahs caused significantly less harm than cigarettes. One legend claims that the hookah was invented by the physician Hakim Abdul Fath for the Indian Emperor Akbar, who ruled between 1556 and 1605. This was so that tobacco smoke should, and I quote, "be first passed through a small receptacle of water so that it would be rendered harmless," unquote. So even back then, it was wrongly believed that filtering tobacco smoke through water made it safe. Now, the design of the hookah varies slightly, but always has the smoke passing through water. Now, the stuff to be smoked is not some exotic, unknown to Western medicine, safe vegetable matter. Nope, it's regular tobacco with or without flavouring. The tobacco, yep, the stuff that slows you down, wrecks your lungs and gives you lung cancer and heart disease, sits in a small bowl right at the top of the hookah. It is heated by bringing a burning coal close above it. In the good old days, a glowing coal from a convenient brazier or firebox, or today, a convenient quick-igniting charcoal. The smoke then heads down through a stem, the bottom of which is submerged a few centimetres in a bowl of water, say half a litre. The smoke then bubbles up through the water into an open chamber, from which it is drawn into a pipe, say 1.5 metres long, and it's all powered by a human sucking on the end of it. As the tobacco in the bowl is used up during a smoking session, it is continually being replenished. Some tobaccos meant for use in hookahs are advertised as containing 0% tar. Well, that's very true, but totally misleading. All tobaccos contain 0% tar to start with. The tar is generated as a product of combustion only when the tobacco is heated. When tobacco is burnt, two types of products are made: gases and particles. The gases include nitrogen and carbon dioxide, which are harmless, and nasties, such as carbon monoxide, nitrosamines, acetaldehyde, formaldehyde, hydrogen cyanide, and various volatile hydrocarbons. The particles include aerosols of tar and nicotine particles, also quite nasty. In the case of nicotine, while most of it is left in the water, some still gets into the lungs and, 11 seconds later, into the brain. So hookah smokers do exactly what regular cigarette smokers do with low-nicotine cigarettes. They suck harder to get the nicotine hit. And with the increased volume of smoke comes more of all the other nasties: carbon monoxide, heavy metals, hydrogen cyanide, and a whole bundle of potent carcinogens. Hookah smokers suck harder and deeper and more often. As a result, they suck in 50 to 100 times more smoke than a cigarette smoker. So, in a 20 to 80 minute hookah session, they get about 1.7 times as much nicotine as they would do from a single cigarette. But to get that nicotine, they have to inhale a huge volume of smoke, and unfortunately, this gives them up to 36 times more carcinogenic tar than a cigarette, as well as up to 15 times more carbon monoxide. The result is sadly not surprising. Hookah smokers are 5 times more likely to suffer lung cancer and gum disease as compared to non-smokers. So hookahs are not a safe alternative to cigarettes. You can also catch or transmit infectious diseases by the sharing of the water pipe. Diseases such as tuberculosis and hepatitis. And the heat sources, especially the quick-igniting charcoals, used to ignite the tobacco, also add extra health risks thanks to their own toxicants, metals, and cancer-causing chemicals. And don't forget the secondhand smoke circulating in the room. Hookahs are gaining in popularity. This could be thanks to their novelty value, or that they're associated with the mystique of the mysterious East, or that they have pleasant flavours. But the safety claims are just a puff of hot air. After all, where there's smoke, there's fire.
What does it mean? Why is it so?